Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We are joined by Congresswoman Claudia Tenney this segment. Congresswoman, good morning.
Good morning.
Lots going on in Congress. Let's start with the budget that seems to have a lot of disagreements on, you know, the both sides of the aisle. There is talk of some infighting in the Republican Party. Where is the holdup in this new budget?
Hi. Yeah, well, first of all, thank you for having me on. And this has been a long, arduous process. As you know, I serve on the House Ways and Means Committee. We're the principal tax writer, and that's what we do and this bill as well. The most important part of this bill, obviously, is making sure that the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act are extended. They're going to expire in 2026. If we don't pass this bill, this is going to be at least a 22% on average, but even more in some cases, increase in taxes for Americans across this, across the country. And that is people earning $75,000 or less, and in anywhere up to earning $250,000. So we're seeing a huge tax increase if we don't pass it. So it's critically important that we get that done. And there are a lot of provisions in this bill that have been critical for making sure that Americans and small business owners benefit from it. So this is critically important. And the problem is, Joe, is that we have to do this under what's called the reconciliation process because no Democrats will join us. We have a very narrow majority in the House, and we only have a three-seat majority in the Senate. The Senate rules require a 60-vote margin. We don't have that. No Democrats are going to vote for tax cuts for the American people. So we have to use the process of reconciliation, which allows us to pass this in the Senate with a simple majority. By doing that, we're constrained by some of the rules of the Senate and including, you know, how much we can actually do. So what we're trying to do is get the best that we can for the middle and lower income taxpayers, help make sure we meet the president's agenda by helping small business owners. We meet the president's priorities. Those are no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, no car loan interest if you buy an American vehicle, additional relief for seniors. And this is important because we cannot actually, under the rules of the Senate, in this type of reconciliation process, make any changes to Social Security. So what we're doing is doing a budgetary fix. So we're giving lower income seniors tax relief, those who we know are actually living on their Social Security. So we're not actually touching Social Security. We're giving those people who receive it a tax break so it meets with the budgetary guidelines. We're also locking in doubling of the child tax credit for more than 40 million American people, American families, I mean. All this guarantees a lot of income savings, expanding the 529 education.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Plan. There's so much happening in this bill. And on the Main Street side and helping American businesses, we're making sure the 199A small business deduction actually increases slightly. That's been really critical in creating jobs, and we need that to continue to happen. A lot of really great things in this bill. What's holding it up is the budget process right now. The budget committee is now passing their side of the bill, and they rejected it for a couple of things. One of those things is it has to deal with Medicaid. So it's important for your listeners to know the state of New York is the worst violator of fraud, abuse, and waste in the Medicaid system of all states, even worse than California. And New York has continued to allow this to happen. They're literally laundering federal money into the state and not using it to help our truly needy people, the people with special needs, seniors, all who are guaranteed to continue to get their Medicaid. No one who is eligible for Medicaid will get their Medicaid taken away from them. And this is the false comments being made by the Democrats. But what we're trying to do is make New York align with the rest of the states, including Medicaid expansion states in other parts of the country who have complied with the Medicaid eligibility requirements. This is a New York problem. So this is one of the things that we're looking at, is how do we reduce that? One of the things that was added on is that there have to be work requirements to receive Medicaid. And that can be volunteer, by the way. You don't actually have to earn an income. You can go volunteer in order to qualify for that. We worked with federal agencies, and they indicated initially that they weren't going to be able to implement the work requirements properly for 4 years. Some people objected to that. I tend to agree. We need to try to roll that back and do it immediately or as soon as possible, because it's what's preventing American employers from getting Americans back to work. So if we're going to bring all these jobs back through these incentives that we're getting, we've got to get people off of Medicaid, off of public assistance. Those people who are able-bodied, don't have children, aren't seniors, don't have special needs, who are able-bodied and able to work, who are just existing on Medicaid and social services programs, when we need them to get to work. And by the way, they can volunteer too. We need lots of volunteers to help us throughout the country. So these are really important parts of what's going on. Certain members also object to some of the spending and the way that we didn't cut some of the green energy funding, which was done in the Democrats' bills. We are phasing most of those out. Millions, billions of dollars have been invested by American small businesses. So instead of just cutting them off, we're going to phase a lot of those programs out. And one of the most important industries that we have to support in the state of New York, because our state still refuses to allow us to have responsible gas drilling, one of the most abundant and best resources in the entire nation, sits below our feet in this state, but the Democrats refuse to allow us to do that. So what do we have in my district? Every single nuclear power generator is in my district, in New York 24. Nuclear is critical to baseload power. It's how we're going to keep the lights on because of the catastrophic and terrible, dangerous policies of the Democrats in the state of New York. We need that nuclear baseload power. It's going to be the power of the future. Our plants are old. We need investment in those. We need to encourage the private investment that we're going to get from this bill. That's why some of this has been held up. We've made a lot of negotiations. There's a lot happening in the bill. When we get to the other parts of it, there's going to be border security. We're going to have unleashing American energy everywhere, but in New York, obviously, I care about it. We need hydro. We need solar in our state, and unfortunately, a lot of these subsidies are not going to go away right away, but we're also going to have them for nuclear, which is critically important.
So back to Medicaid for a second, which I think you did a great job of explaining, but County Executive Mark Poloncarz, who I know you and I have talked about now a few times, and also a tweet of his talking about you that I responded to got me in the newspaper. Interesting. he did a press conference on Friday talking about how much more Erie County would have to pay. He said that Erie County would have to pay $12.3 million in 2026 to meet the House GOP plan. What's your response to that?
That is because Mark Poloncarz and the Democrats in Albany want to continue to give Medicaid, social services benefits, housing, telephones, food, everything you can think of to illegal immigrants, including criminal illegal immigrants, including gang members. We are spending $7 or $8 billion over the course of just 2 years on illegal immigrants. And much of that, all of that is coming from social services and Medicaid. They're bilking the taxpayers of New York, displacing needy senior citizens, needy people with special needs, our veterans, everyone, for these illegal immigrants who they prioritize. And if you don't believe me, talk to all the Democrats who are flying to the CECOT prison in El Salvador to try to protect a criminal illegal alien who's part of a gang who's responsible for murder, rape, extortion, and causing criminal activity and organized crime in our own country.
What is the timeline on this budget?
Well, today the budget committee is going to reconsider, and they're going to try to amend the four that voted no, the four principal ones that voted no on the bill this past week. They're going to vote again tonight, and if it gets through the budget committee, I'm pretty sure there are going to be some amendments to it. We will get that done, and then once it passes out of the House next week, hopefully we get it done next week, it'll go to the Senate, and then they'll take, you know, some time to go through it and deliberate. They probably won't come up with exactly the same bill that we have, but they'll send us something back, and then we'll negotiate from there. And by the way, I want to tell everyone, I didn't get everything I wanted in this. One of the things I've been fighting for since the day I took office in New York 24 is to help our Delphi salaried employees get their pensions that were taken from them wrongfully by the Obama administration. These people are owed that money. I've been working with Congressman Turner and others to make sure that we find a way to fund those Delphi salaried employees. And we have been fighting to do that. If we can't get it done in this bill, and if I don't get the senators who are helpful with us on this to put it back in so we can get it voted on, we're going to continue to fight to do this. Senator Chuck Schumer, the then majority leader, promised me that these Delphi salaried employees would get their money at the end of 2023, and he did not deliver. And it's really disappointing that they continue to not be made whole. This is a fault of the federal government, the Obama administration, for failing to help these people. I'm not going to quit on it. We're going to continue to fight for them.
On to, you mentioned former Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. He is one of many who are now saying it's time to move on after these books are coming out about what Joe Biden's decline was like and who knew and who hid it. All this stuff coming out, how are you taking this, and what do you say to Democrats that say, hey, it's time to move forward?
Well, of course they want to move on because they know that they've had an auto pen president who staffers and shadow government people and Obama administration holdovers were all running our government. Far left staffers. Remember, staffers aren't accountable. They aren't accountable to the voters. That's why Joe Biden had to actually not run again, partly because we could see his mental decline was so severe. And when Robert Herr's testimony was first released, by the way, I was the first member. I actually came out almost immediately that evening. I raced out of an event when I saw the testimony, it was released on the evening, I put together a letter immediately to then Attorney General Merrick Garland, and I said, you either indict this president for his, you know, violations of classified material, for his money laundering, a host of other crimes that he committed and admitted to basically in this testimony, or you implement immediately 25th Amendment proceedings for the incompetence of this president. You simply can't have it both ways. I did that. I kept fighting for it. And of course, what did corrupt, dirty cop Merrick Garland do? Nothing. And the Democrats removed Joe Biden with a very undemocratic process and forced him out and put in Kamala Harris as their nominee without any votes from any single Democrat delegate across the nation to vote for Kamala Harris. And she lost the race to Donald Trump because, you know, talk about election integrity and undermining it. That's what the Democrats, that's their most important strength, is undermining election integrity. So, yeah, this Joe Biden thing is scandalous now. The Democrats want to move on from it. They're pretending it didn't happen. They're pretending they didn't see it. But I give Chuck Schumer, at least he said he wanted to move on. He knew. It's obvious. That's an admission. I knew Joe Biden wasn't in good shape. That's why they all embraced Kamala Harris, because they had no choice. You know why? The billions of dollars or so, or hundreds of millions of dollars that were raised by the Joe Biden campaign could easily be transferred to Kamala Harris, and that's exactly what they did to keep her in place.
Do you think we'll ever get the answer to who was actually pulling the strings?
Well, you know, with Kash Patel as the FBI director and the bombshell interview he gave on Maria Bartiromo today about what was really going on from the Obama administration on forward in manipulating and undermining our election, interfering, it is the biggest scandal in American history. Watergate literally looks like a parking ticket compared to what the Democrats did to President Trump from 2016 on. All those years under the Obama administration where they tried to manipulate and control. This is incredible. People should look and watch what Kash Patel is going to be putting out, the current FBI director. It's amazing what they did and what the audacity of the Democrats and the colossal egos they have to say that there is any kind of corruption going on Donald Trump's side when they created this fabrication. They created this. This is all Democrat created to stop and interfere with an election. Again, the Democrats' most important thing is to undermine election integrity. That's the only way they win, because people don't agree with their policies. So here we are again.
We started the show with the minority leader in the New York State Senate, Rob Ort, and we asked him about the slush fund, that there's no name on the legal slush fund for state employees for federal charges, but it seems obvious that it's for Attorney General Letitia James. Your thoughts on that making the New York State budget?
Yeah, excellent on behalf of the Republicans and Minority Leader Rob Ort, who's a fantastic senator. He's great to work with. Everyone in Western New York has been tremendous. All the leaders on the Assembly and Senate, they're in an impossible battle up against this Marxist-run government that we have in Albany. Look, this is disgraceful. And, oh, by the way, it's a violation of Article 7, Section 8 of the New York State Constitution, which prohibits taxpayer money to be used for personal use. So in the event at $1 transfer to corrupt, malicious prosecutor, vile Letitia James, who, by the way, should be disbarred, removed from office, immediately for all the things she's done. I mean, it's insane that she's even allowed to be in this position. From malicious prosecution to now the crimes that have been charged against her, she's entitled to due process, but boy, is she in hot water for all the terrible things that she's done in her past and the hypocrisy. I just don't see how they're going to get away with it. I think this could, once $1 passes, that's a violation of, and I used to be in the state legislature. I was one of those people that actually read the Constitution, and I can't tell you how many budgets, I voted no on every budget when I served there for 6 years, because every budget violated our state Constitution. We created slush funds for Governor Cuomo. I'm not seeing the detail with Governor Hochul, but we're probably creating unconstitutional slush funds there. We need to hold this government accountable. We have opportunities across this state. Even if you are a Democrat and you think you stand for law and order and to fight and rule out corruption, crime, the lack of common sense priorities by the Democratic Party, vote these people out. We have a chance to replace Letitia James with Michael Henry. He's a lawyer in New York City. He's a fighter. He's a strong guy. He's a friend of mine. He's a person who could actually win this race and restore law and order to our country. All kinds of people. We have great opportunities. Let's remove Kathy Hochul from office. Let's start winning again in New York. We have a problem. Even if you don't like Donald Trump, we have to have a balance of power in the state legislature. And that's it's going to start by voting some of these people out, including many of the assembly members and senators who continue to vote with the Marxist Democrats from downstate. And if you don't believe me that they talk about Marxism, turn on the legislative channel. I know it's boring. Turn on the legislative channel. We're all, we the people, we are all supposed to be self-governing. We're supposed to know what's happening in our government. Listen to them on the floor of the legislature. They talk like Marxists. They praise Karl Marx. They are not self-governing, freedom lovers, and people who believe in individual rights like we do. We got to fight this fight.
Congresswoman Claudia Tenney, always appreciate your time here on the station.
Thank you so much, Joe. Great to be on. Have a great day.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.